That was such a weak fucking woo.
You said slate again?
Slate it again.
Oh,
no?
Said
no.
Never mind. All right.
He said no.
Nope. We're starting. That was a weak woo. Woo again.
Woo!
It's loud, but it doesn't have energy behind it.
Yeah?
It sounds like you're really tired.
I am a little tired.
Like, woo!
Oh. Like that. You know, it has to have like some punch.
This is hurting my fucking ears, man.
Yeah.
Well,
you do one.
I don't think I should scream as much. I could rip the stitches out.
Yeah.
You think you can rip your stitches out?
I can feel them dissolving right now, which is
cool.
Are
they a dissolving kind?
Yeah, they're water soluble.
They didn't just glue it?
No, I wish.
They glued my head closed when I was a child.
Yeah.
That popped it open on a counter.
I got staples in the... Here, you can actually see the scar now.
Holy shit. This one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I told you I've told this story before.
I tried to zoom in, it didn't work.
My brother threw that big Millennium Falcon at my head.
And you went to the hospital for that?
Yeah, I had to get staples.
Oh my god.
Like they stapled a patch of something onto my head.
Listen, this is because you have had so many head injuries in your life, I think you're perfect for this conversation.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about on the way over here. And camera
what
made
kind
it.
Of candy is
not
the best.
Probably even worse. Probably even stupider than that.
Yeah.
So a whale. Is,
oh yeah.
This
wait.
Is,
can
you,
I, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
This
can
is
I,
your
this
hype,
is my,
not your
I,
hype, this is your question.
I, yeah.
This
so
is your
well,
thinker.
This is my yeah. Well, this is just a fun
and you need
story.
My brain to decode
no,
it.
No, it's a thinker of like what you have to. There is
okay.
An
well, it's
here.
Just a thing I said.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is that when you think about it, right? So whales, they're mammals, right? They have lungs. They're not fishes, which means that. Because of how evolution works, they were fish first, because everything was fish first, and then they came out on land, and they got lungs, and then they were like, nah.
And then they went back in.
Nah, this sucks. And they went back into the water.
Why do you
But
think
they didn't even have gills anymore. They were
yeah.
like, we're way worse.
Right?
We can't breathe this water, but we want to be
whales
in here
whales
really
literally were like, fuck this,
yeah,
man.
This
I'm going
sucks.
Back in the fucking ocean.
I'm sitting
dude.
In the water till I evolve to be what? In here.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I'm going to sit in
the
this
water,
water, water till his legs come
I'm
off.
I'm going to sit in the water, and I'm going to die, and my son's going to die, and his son's going to die.
We're
going
to keep dying until we figure this shit out.
But in about 40,000 years, it's going to
We're
going to
get a little hole on top.
We're just going to keep fucking until someone gets a hole in the top of their head. How fucking
I'm
awful
gonna
is
fuck
that?
I'm going to fuck a whole new hole into my wife so that she yeah. can breathe underwater.
Dude,
and then I was saying they probably millions of years passed, right?
Uh-huh.
They probably feel so good because humans are on land. They're
yeah.
enslaving wolves.
Yep,
they're
right.
slaughtering cows.
Yep.
All these mammals who stay on land, the whales are like, get fucked. You guys are getting owned. And
is
then
it?
And then the 1800s come around. Captain Ahab,
yeah,
he's out there. They almost extincted the whales. They never did that to cows.
Captain A. Crap. Yeah, he fucking he's a
they, well,
of crap.
But also, whales had been getting their blubber munched on for
I need
hundreds
my
of years
munched
up
on.
In the, on the north side of the world.
That's
but that
true.
Was just like a bad
But that doesn't count.
They're like,
yeah.
we got to stay away
yeah.
from
which
it.
Whale
it's just
is
so
it?
Funny that they were for millions of years. They were like, yeah, that's right. We go underwater.
Yeah.
You
oh,
can't
yeah.
get us.
There's like
and then we came up with a sharp thing on a string.
There's
that,
two whales
that
have
pretty
beef.
Much defeated them.
It's like a whale. It's. So, okay, there's one type
this
of whale.
This was important
that
to interrupt with.
You are remembering
there's a
Avatar.
Whale. There's a whale that hates orcas so much that they will like purposefully like get in front of them when they're trying to eat seals.
Just to block them?
Yeah,
but
just
they won't,
just
like
fuck you.
Them?
You
is
fucking
that true?
Stupid.
What
yeah.
whale is it? Which whale?
I think it's I don't
Was
know
it Moby Dick?
I think it's sperm
That's
whales.
That's the only whale I know.
Come on,
and
man.
Get, yeah,
go.
Get this.
Shut
they
the fuck
called
up.
The whole whale a sperm.
No, it was the stuff inside their head was a sperm. They had sperm inside their brains.
Can
Damn.
You not be a nerd for 1 second?
It's called spermaceti.
Can you take one fucking second? By the way,
isn't that spermaceti? So funny? Literally they named it that because it looked like sperm.
That's
looked
what
like
you
sperm
wanted.
And vermicelli.
They killed a sperm it. Whale and they cut open its head and it was filled with sperm and they went, whoa, this is a sperm whale.
And they ate it like spaghetti.
And that
and
was,
it was
yeah.
spermaceti.
That's where the term thick ropes comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You bust a nutter.
Looks like spaghetti.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, bust a
nutter. I have never had a nut that looked like fucking spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well,
thick.
You need to change your diet.
Yeah.
No.
You need more spaghetti.
Uh-huh. You no. eat spaghetti, you come spaghetti.
I don't think so.
It's
I
true.
Think so.
Every once in a while, I'll have an alarmingly big jizz, and I'll go, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
because that would probably would have been the one that had a that made a kid if I didn't shoot it inside of a fucking some old underwear with a sleeve of a shirt.
A hole
you ever
in
do
the
that?
Wall.
You ever do?
Yeah, that
would have both.
Made a kid
you
if
could
it
do.
Didn't end up in that fucking.
Well, I don't want to do
a
sleeve of a shirt. I'm afraid. What if it goes out the other sleeve? It goes all over the wall.
Yeah.
Or the ceiling.
Okay, fucking Superman. How powerful is your fucking cum?
Or just like goes into the other room.
Yeah. See, how fast does it come out again? Is there like?
I think it's
100 million miles per hour.
isn't it
60?
It slows down
sperm
really fast.
Shoot out at 60 miles an hour.
Not my shit. There's no 60 miles an hour. That
there
can't
is some
be true,
there's
bro.
Some statistic or something or some fact that like it's a Mancer's fact for sure.
60? Who did they
it's
measure,
definitely
bro?
Not 60. It's maybe 15.
Barry Bonds? I don't
search
my shit.
No,
his
sperm.
How
he
fast?
Did not have enough
no,
sperms.
Don't search.
Because he
nope,
did steroids.
Fastest jizz of all time. There we go. You needed the of all time. Is there a world record? Okay. Fastest ejaculate is 42.7 miles per hour.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right,
whoa.
Yeah. Okay, that was just Pornhub.
42.7.
That is way faster than I thought was even possible. Mine, honestly, is probably probably not even a mile an hour, dude. If
mine is like a candle melting.
Yeah. I mean, like, but dude, even like think about a car that's going.
Well, yeah, I would love if you could get a really fast one off and you could prank a speed trap, like a guy cop with a radar gun. You stand really close to him and you come right in front of his radar
and
gun.
And he starts chasing
you. Peels out. Yeah.
Oh,
man. No, mine looks like when you're like done with a Slurpee and there's that little bit left and you got to just pour it out.
Yeah.
The car
that would
window.
Suck if it, but the cop pulls over your cum, though. You just come.
Well,
on
what
the
I was thinking is like
road.
Maybe
oh
there's
no, no,
maybe
no.
There's like an old lady driving by really slow. You come in front of the gun, so he thinks the old lady's going like, well, for me it would be like 320
okay.
miles
what
per hour.
You're going to jail for jizzing next to an old lady.
I'm
though.
Not that close. I'm close to the radar gun. The road is far
but
away.
But the fact that
I'm going
the old
to jail, if I'm going to if I'm going to jail for anything, it's for jizzing on a cop.
The fact that you were even jizzing in the vicinity of either way,
it doesn't
you're
have to
fucked.
Be an old lady. It can be an old man.
What?
Why did you
what?
Say?
Okay,
old
okay.
People drive
worse.
Slow.
No, there's a solution.
That's
to
not
this.
Worse.
There's a solution to this.
Also, this takes place in Saudi Arabia, and the old lady gets arrested for driving anyway.
There's a solution to this, but it involves forced perspective.
Yeah.
So what you do is you got to paint your penis up like a car, Lamborghini.
Uh huh.
My know. Again, mine's not being a
golf
Lambo.
Cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Golf cart. I don't know. Same sedan. Thing.
Yeah. Fiat. Yeah.
Camry.
Yeah. No, none of those either.
Yeah.
Man. Smart car.
I don't know. Yeah. Smart car. I don't know. You
one
paint
of those
your,
red and yellow
so you're,
cars. You
you're
drive with your feet.
Like
unicycle.
Yeah.
You're a little. You're on the side of the highway. Your
bird
painter,
scooter.
Your penis is painted up like a bird scooter.
The exact shape of a
yeah.
bird scooter. L shape.
You have to then you nut while the cop has the radar gun on you.
Uh huh.
And then that's how you.
Yeah. And he's out. Like, oh my god, that radio flyer wagon is going 70 miles an hour.
Who put this little tykes on the highway?
But if you have a scooter shaped penis, you're cum shooting directly into the air.
That's a good point.
You know what I would be
there's
worried about?
Gotta be
well,
a
no,
myth
not
buster.
If not if okay, not if the first part, the L part, the tall part of the L is flush.
Okay,
with your thighs,
yes.
It goes straight down
oh.
and then out like halfway to your knees. It's really long, but it's straight down.
GBO, who are you messaging?
Just he's messaging some
California.
California Wallen and Carrot. Is it a crime to masturbate in your own home? It can't be a crime to masturbate in your own home. And you ask, how fast do I need to
this,
come for it to be
this.
Illegal? That's so what you ask Stephanie on the Engage live chat.
Can you put this onto the screen? This needs to be seen.
I don't think he can.
He can't.
No, he can't.
Oh.
Yeah, is it? Is, if somebody... Okay.
Fast do I need to come for it to be illegal?
There's a dangerous speed. There's a speed at which
yeah.
it's basically a gun.
It is a you're a menace to society.
Well, it said what was it like 42 miles an hour? That's like is that's as fast as like
that's
maybe
as fast as a bullet.
Yeah, like a pitching machine.
Search fastest
like a really bad pitching machine, but a pitching machine.
Search
no
how
less.
Fast is a bullet?
A bullet, if I had to guess, is about 40 to 45 miles an hour
in MPA. Yes, how fast is a bullet?
1800
miles per hour.
I was pretty close.
Yeah, okay. You were very close.
Yeah.
Yeah, still 1800
so
miles
how
per
many
hour.
Just do the math. How many wads do you have to shoot for it to be, if you're that guy?
1800.
For it to be,
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess for me, yeah, about 1800.
I guess the closest example is maybe like that dart shotgun we have.
Wouldn't
over
that
there.
Hurt if you were a girl and a 40 mile per hour
Yeah, you'd go. You'd fly backwards.
Yeah,
like an Evil Dead 2. It'd be like Cable working. You get
yeah,
pulled
against
the wall.
Yeah, it'd be like the beginning of fucking Back to the Future. You'd just be fucking shooting directly into a wall.
Like a Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Ejaculate D. Chan.
What?
Ejaculate Chan.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah.
Ejaculate. Why didn't you just say Ejaculate Chan? Why'd you?
Because there's an E at the end of the name.
Ejaculate Chan.
Ejaculate.
Did you ever arrive on an answer on if it's illegal to come in your own home if you live in a completely glass house with a bunch of big arrows that point directly to it?
Yeah, because you know people are like getting right up to the edge of the law. They're doing it with the door open. Yeah. They're standing facing outside.
This is a building in that place. Storm King is the Jizzman's hut.
Well, you used What's to Storm live next King? To a school.
Yeah,
and your room faced the school.
Uh huh. So not just my room; it was also my roommate's room.
No, it was
your
room,
room,
and you picked the room also when we
I picked the room
got
because
to the apartment.
It was I would get the cheapest rent because I wouldn't have a balcony.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But the
and it was kind of a it was yeah it was like cheapest rent and also mm-hmm. some upsides.
No,
but when you were there doing Rear Window, would you ever like every time you masturbated, you had to make sure that every window.
Well, my
was
bed
closed.
Was my bed was away from the wall,
so you didn't close the windows.
The windows,
so you left the shades open.
No, the curtains in that room were always closed.
He just said he had curtains.
He did.
Uh-huh.
He
admitted he had curtains.
Closed
which
curtains.
Which are no
closed curtains.
Curtains are clear curtains.
I had a shower.
Yeah.
I had a shower.
He just said he had curtains. Clear curtains.
So yeah, his bed was away from the window, but there was also his entire wall.
Yeah,
but
where was your penis?
His entire wall facing the window was a mirror.
Oh, my penis was on a magnifying glass. My penis was on a magnifying glass being projected into the sky.
He lived in like a hall of mirrors where it's a bunch of angled mirrors. So if you look in the window, just the entire just there's just 100 images of him jacking off.
It looks like it like in the reflection of a
it's
spider's
like a fly's eye.
Eye.
Yeah.
Scary.
Fly.
I said spider.
Yeah, I lived in the kaleidoscope building too.
Really?
Yeah, that's why the windows look like
that. It's an expensive place to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you ever get nervous that maybe like a little kid would
I was nervous that like I would forget to shut the blinds after I'd get out of the shower.
Because that just ruins a kid's life, especially like your
kind
of hairy body.
Yeah. I know.
That would ruin a kid's life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got like, I think I saw the light version of that like all the time, like all the fucking Quebecois people. At Hampton Beach, all these like fat old guys who look exactly like I do now in Speedos walking around. I mean, there's a thin piece of fabric between me seeing his whole stick and berries.
That's not right. It's not right to be like that.
It's not right to be extremely European in America.
I hate Europe and I want to see it fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt.
There's no reason for a European style bathing suit.
I'm a little bit interested in going to a nudist beach though.
Yeah.
And being. As long as it's girls only.
Yeah.
Except for me. Yeah.
I'd go
girls.
As long
the
as
Spike
I'm completely
TV
alone.
Beach.
Yep. You'd go alone?
Yeah, completely alone.
Do you guys walk around the house naked?
No, depends.
Underwear.
Mm.
Yeah.
I do. I have, but the thing is that, I mean, I have a street level apartment, so I feel like even if my curtain is even a little crack open that I don't realize, that's trouble.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, somebody's peering.
Yeah.
My roommate had a... like a girl over one time, and I didn't know, and I was just fully just in my underwear in the living room.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say fully nude.
Yeah, underwear is okay
to
if
you're
see.
At somebody's house, it's fine to see their roommate in their underwear.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's just, you like,
in
from
the
your
night.
Perspective, you're just like, ah, shit. I just, like, there's, like, a level of, like...
No, you're like, I might fuck. Yeah.
I guess
I might fucking get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have an in-unit dryer.
John, you know that she's into people who live at that apartment.
That's true.
Right?
True.
Damn, that's facts though.
Yeah, so then you're walking around like, "Yeah, I live here too."
Yeah.
Here's my nuts in my ass.
Check this out. It's a dumbbell.
Just curling in the middle of the living room.
It's a 1 pound dumbbell.
Yeah, the worst curling ever.
Yeah.
Well, she walks in, the dumbbell is on your stomach, you're trapped under it, and you're going,
"Oh, I was trying to impress you."
Arched back up, like the dumbbell's on the back. You're like,
"Help, help, I can't get up."
Pink
and then
underwear
she's like,
on.
She's like, just anchor, it's going to roll off you. You go, "No, it'll clunk."
It'll
gonna,
fall through the floor.
It's going to clunk.
My downstairs neighbors are already so fucking mad at me.
It can't clunk.
You got to pick me up. You have to pick me up from underneath this.
Or at least build a ramp for the dumbbell to roll down.
Please.
If you build a ramp, it will rumble.
It's pretty hard to seduce women.
Yeah. I discovered a new Riz strategy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have Riz?
We talked about this on stream last night.
I have a few Riz strategies.
What's your Riz?
Well, okay, first of all, I'll tell you my first Riz strategy.
Okay.
It's just you walk up to a girl, you say, "Hey, girl, check my Riz." And you say, "Hey, what's up?"
Uh-huh.
Or you say, reverse direction, you go up, you say, "Hey, what's up, girl? That's my Riz, y'all."
That's W Riz.
Yeah.
That's
but here's my this is the real Riz secret.
Okay.
Okay. That this one you can't steal because this is going to be copyright. This is 2023.
Right,
this is the year of,
steal it.
Wait for it, the bellhop.
What's the bellhop?
You dress up like a bellhop.
Mm-hmm.
And say,
may I take your bags to your room, ma'am?
You hang out
and
at
you
a
take them to your room.
And you have the hat.
Uh-huh.
And then if stuff gets like hot and heavy, stuff you're like chatting.
It's known to as
and
bellhop.
It's like,
chatting
yeah,
her up.
And you're like chatting her up. And you can be like, "Ma'am, can I help you with your boobs?"
"Oh, fuck. Well, first
can
you
I help
say,
with your pussy?
Can I help?
Ma'am?
Mom, can I help you with your clothes?"
Yeah.
And then you
say, "So this year, yeah, show.
I work
show,
at the pussy hotel."
And then you
no,
take
show
her,
that second one there where he has the hand on the hip.
Yeah, dude.
The one where he has the hand on the hip. Yeah, show this one on screen. This is how it's going to
be
2023.
Be
this is
damn.
Year of bellhop Riz.
That guy dude. has a 60 miles per hour cum.
Oh,
shot.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to get that complete outfit soon.
Yeah.
Can
we
you
were
imagine,
saying last night.
How pissed are you if you're the fucking Guinness World Record person and they call you out to measure a guy's cum shot? There's
well,
so
I mean,
many.
There's a radar gun.
I'm thinking about there's so many sexual. Yeah, but somebody has to be there to verify it. There's so many sexual things
true.
For like Guinness Book of World Records and stuff, like the biggest orgy and shit.
They have one guy and his name is Peter the Perv, and he's really fat and he has a comb over and he comes out and he does the breathing thing where he's like.
They get fax machine. They get faxes all day.
He has waking sleep apnea.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, he has awake apnea. Yeah.
Another one on the line for Peter. Peter, you go tackle this one. We'll wait for a fishing thing.
Yeah.
He can't talk.
He pretends he hates it, too.
Yeah.
Peter, I know you. Listen, I know you're not one for sex stuff, but you got to go measure a guy's cum shot. He claims it's 45 miles per hour.
And he's doing the thing. He's measuring it with. He's holding his finger like this, and he's just timing it with his eyes, saying, "How long does it take to go from my thumb to my index finger?"
They call me the human radar.
And he keeps going. Can you go again?
Yeah.
Try it again.
You're gonna have to wait.
I missed that one.
You're gonna have to wait like 20 minutes, man.
Dude, that's the thing. If it was my fastest cum shot, would probably be my first one ever because I've only gotten slower since then.
Yeah, because it's been building up.
Yeah, so maybe when I was like a baby, I probably had a really fast cum shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's probably why you had to wear a diaper.
Yeah, it's true.
I wore a steel diaper my entire life.
Steel diaper?
Completely steel.
You were saying last night about the bellhop thing, though. It's not like impersonating any other. I guess impersonating a bellhop is the same amount of bad as impersonating a cop, I feel like.
Yeah, and
you
because
you get in trouble. You
well,
get
yeah, because you well, you wouldn't because normally. I mean, I think it's fine to go into any business and pretend you work there and help people out. I think that's you can't get in trouble if you go into say a Target. And you're wearing a Target outfit. And you go,
but
okay,
if you're tricking a
but
woman
if you're,
into having
well,
sex with
well,
you,
well, okay, that's not what a bellhop does. Okay, that's bringing
that's
disrepute
what we mean.
To the profession.
That's not what we mean.
But
that's
if I go, for example, because I was thinking I would really like to dress up as a bellhop and go into a hotel and just be a bellhop for a day. But,
just for an hour.
But that's a profession where you're picking up people's bags and you're going to people's rooms. So I think you could maybe get in big trouble for that. What do you think?
No.
No?
I don't think you would get in that much trouble.
No, okay. You'd get... No, because there's an element of, like serial killer vibes to it. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, this guy was pretending to be a bellhop so he could
follow
people to their room and
kill them. I just think people would be scared I was
going to
take their iPad.
Yeah. Well, that's worse than a serial killer.
In today's day and age.
Yeah.
Well, people's usually their heaviest bag is the one with the most crap in it.
Yeah.
So.
But you could sling that bag over your back. And then.
But don't they walk up with you if you're the bellhop?
No.
Sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes you just go straight up and
sometimes
they kind of take their stuff. They just bring your stuff
up
and leave
it
there.
That's a pretty profitable impersonation. Then. You're going to make more money doing that on a day.
I'm not going to make any money. I do it for love of the game.
Yeah. And then if you're a cop. Because what's the point of having. If you pretend to be a cop for a day, which people do that. People pretend to be cops and they pull people over and shit. Are you trying to just convince somebody to like bribe you or something like instantly?
I guess.
You can't really write a ticket.
Oh my God, yeah, because then people think you're being a bellhop for the tips.
You can pretend to write a ticket though. That's really easy. You just write it down.
But it has to be on that official paper.
Yeah.
That's true. You can't print that out.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I don't have a printer in my car
or
a computer.
but I
the
do
more
have
I
a
don't even have a car.
What you do? No, this. No.
How am I going to pull people over? This
it's
is
easy.
The hardest job ever.
It's easy. It's easy. You just you get a ticket, so you have to get a ticket. Right?
Okay.
Oh, and then
Bring it home.
Damn. I see where you're going. I was just going to say whiteout.
What if you have a stupid name?
Yeah.
Well, let's say you white out your name.
Bob Featherbottom.
Yeah.
Why'd you say my uncle's name?
What if you're Bob Featherbottom and they're
what
like,
the
my
hell?
Name isn't Bob Featherbottom, and you go,
you say, no, that's
like
my
a,
name.
Like
I'm Officer
yeah.
Featherbottom.
Yeah. Or you say, like, no, it's like a John Hancock thing. Like
yeah.
John
it's the name of the person who wrote the tickets this year.
Yeah.
It's like when like the elevator inspector.
We'd have a very different world if instead of John Doe,
yeah,
we had
John Hancock.
Bob Featherbottoms.
Yeah.
And John Hancock.
Imagine going to a morgue signature. And seeing all those fucking feather bottoms in there, if that
was
the world.
That'd be
if it wasn't
scary.
John Doe.
Dude, they would all be laughing all the time.
Yeah.
The coroners.
Right?
They'd be like,
coroners already have sick senses of humor. They eat sandwiches next to the body, from what I know about them.
Yeah. Holy shit. They love eating sandwiches over the body.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? They're eating. And you know what? Sandwiches they're eating? Double roast beef.
It's always
no
meat
cheese.
Sandwiches.
I think that's probably the one job I couldn't do.
I could do it.
The one job you couldn't do?
I think I could do. I honestly think I could probably do every other job. But I couldn't do that. It's too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what if some guy comes in and he's blasted to bits?
I didn't think you were going to say blasted to bits.
What do you think I was going to say?
Say it.
No, it's just like, imagine you're a coroner, right? And then the funniest body comes in. You can't even take a picture of it.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, I think being a coroner would be fun because nobody else wants to look at the body. So you can say whatever into that tape recorder.
Yeah.
You'd be like... Mm. Subject had a tiny crotch area.
True.
And then the and then the
subject
and then
had
the,
a
yeah.
penis.
And two balls. Hairy penis. And subject his head's called a butt crack.
Subject had a hairy butt crack.
It's like that guy. Remember that guy who dressed up like who pretended to be a gynecologist or whatever? I'm like that for a coroner, but I just go in and say everybody had somebody had stinky butt.
Somebody had a pussy.
And I get 70 years in jail.
Yeah, they don't play with that. They don't play with that
yeah.
body.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
That's worse
no,
than pretending to be a bellhop.
Yeah.
Impersonation, on one hand, the biggest form of flattery. On the other hand, one of the worst crimes to commit.
I don't give a fuck once I'm dead. Just let somebody fuck my body.
You said that before.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, if it stops people from fucking real bodies, then they can fuck mine.
Real ones.
Donating my body to science in
yeah.
that way. In
yeah.
that way. And science yeah. is the name of a
I think
guy
I might
who
donate my body to my neighbor.
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah.
What do you think he'll do with it?
Probably throw it away, but you have to try.
I want to get my dead body
one
dipped
last
in
act
bronze.
Of kindness.
Yeah.
Huh?
You
want to
do what?
You would be a lit-ass statue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a statue?
No, but not as a I just want to get it dipped in bronze to just and then get turned into a fucking bar of bronze.
I want
to
be
done. Oh, just not even body shaped?
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
be done exactly like that monk. I want to be turned into the Buddha.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to be turned into a statue of the Buddha, and then they'll find me in many, many years.
It would be cool if they used my skeleton to...
scare a dog.
No, just like...
Feed a dog.
Like, turn my head into, like, a mug, my skull.
Oh, you would be a bloody, brilliant mug.
Be more of a tankard.
Yeah.
You have a skull.
You have a full...
more of a flagon.
I think, honestly, you would be a propane tank.
Yeah.
That's what your head would be.
I'm just like the...
Somebody would go click, click, click on the trigger.
Yeah, my skull is the propane tank at the Goth Grill.
Yeah.
It's just, like, just a big tube coming out of my skull.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no,
actually,
okay.
Oh
I know.
God.
I know I what I'm donating my skeleton.
A guar style grill.
I am donating my skeleton to the inevitable reboot of Fear Factor. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is they're eating something gross. They're eating bug eyeballs with poop sauce or whatever. Joe Rogan is going to be Joe Rogan again. Is making them do. Mm-hmm. And then right as they finish the challenge, Joe Rogan's like, "All right, well, looks like everybody finished the challenge." Then a door is going to fly open. My skeleton's going to fly out and grab them, and they're going to go, "Ah!" And it doesn't even affect anything. It just happens in one episode.
I want to be a soccer ball in Brazil.
Yeah. Dude, that's so crazy that they like that video where they're like playing with soccer with the beheaded guy.
I don't know that.
I don't know it either.
Maybe it was a movie I saw.
That is, you're literally thinking of
Didn't
Apocalypto.
They, yeah. Yeah, they used to do that in like
Dude, that's
Mayan
so
times.
Crazy that that's what Brazil
true,
is like all the time.
But they, that was a,
There's
that
two
was
things
a,
down there
they had,
that
they
I know
had a,
about. And
they
butt
had a
lifts
sport.
And head soccer.
They had a sport, but they didn't actually play with a head.
You don't know
they
that. You weren't around
ball.
Back then.
You are right.
Didn't they say it was like, they also said that was true for lacrosse. They said that like they would play lacrosse with people's skulls, or that's what the lax kids at my school would
the
say.
Crackers in high school, yeah, were playing fucking lacrosse with people's heads.
They were saying that it was an ancient Mayan. They would say lacrosse is like they used to like play it with people's skulls.
The sport they did actually used to play with human heads was field hockey.
That's what it fucking was. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hungry Hippo.
Yeah.
The original with the real
hippos. The one
hippos.
It was based on.
Well, when they had real hippos.
When they had real hippos.
That happened one time.
It's so fucked up. What they go like, well, I don't care if it's true or not, where they go like, you know, hippos are actually the most dangerous animal. They actually kill more people than sharks.
Yep.
Mm. Like, shut the fuck up. It's a fat hippo.
Yeah, if you're a white ball. If you're a white ball, they're dangerous.
You're a watermelon?
Yeah. But for humans, nah.
Oh, yeah. Who took this survey? Who took this fucking survey? That fucking all these white balls?
Yeah, five or six white balls. Yeah.
That is such
four of them.
It's such a fucked up animal to be the most dangerous.
Yeah, I agree. Because also, that's the bad way to go. They don't even have... They don't have anything.
They're fat guys that sit in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're trying to be whales.
Yeah, they do.
They're trying to be whales.
They do move in fucking silence. Have you ever seen those videos of them just like floating through the water?
Yeah,
they look like a piece of shit.
They're basically alligators.
Yeah, like a piece of shit floating.
Your shit's gray.
Yeah,
you have giant shits.
Yeah,
giant gray shits.
Giant gray shits
with watermelons in them.
Yeah,
full watermelons.
Look, I drink half a bottle of Pepto every morning so that I don't get stomach quakes.
You have a pure black right angle shit.
Yeah.
A fucking log.
It's literally my shit is more bismuth than it is human excrement.
Mm.
It's crystalline. It's got all those. It's pretty in rainbow.
Yeah, I sell my shit to a jeweler.
Yeah.
It's got some
they
minerals
are
in
they're
it.
Shaving my poop down and they're turning it into like the like a, there's an Etsy store that sells all my poop. And they mold it into skulls and stuff with like a Dremel. It's pretty cool.
I'm imagining now you take your poop,
mm-hmm.
you make it
my
you
bismuth
put it on,
poop.
You put it on a put it in a ring like a gemstone, and you take it to an appraiser. You say, "Please appraise this." I say, "Well, the ring is worth maybe $10. Gemstone is poop.
Yeah,
it's not worth anything."
I don't know about that thing.
Poop is funny pretty much every time. I mean, every variation of bringing any kind of poop into somebody.
Well, this is poop.
Yeah.
You know what I saw?
Bringing into
it's
Pawn
the jeweler's
stars.
Loop.
You know what I saw the other day? There's a website. It was on a Facebook Marketplace ad where you can sell.
No, you ate the website.
I ate it. Nope. You can send people poop, and it's on. Like, it's called like poopsenders.com. You can
what
just
do you mean
send,
you send people to poop?
It's literally the ad is a picture of a man holding shit, and it says poopsenders.com.
Do you send
go to
poopsenders.com. Yeah, I need to see poopsenders.com right now.
It's real. It's a real thing.
This is about
see,
to be.
See, first result.
This has got to be the ultimate. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ultimate gag gift. Sweet revenge at its finest, guaranteed anonymous.
$50? Oh, with hearts. Okay.
It's not real poop. Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Soft
so
and stinky patty of poo.
It's animal poop that you send to people.
Well, let's keep
people.
Scrolling. Let's see what kinds
yeah,
they
okay.
have.
Gorilla poop. That's got to be a
ooh,
hard
the combo
to,
pack.
Yeah. I don't want
that's
the combo
a good
pack.
Deal, though.
The family
but yeah,
pack.
Yeah, the ad is literally a photo of a man's
no
man.
Paper trail.
Wait, go up. Go up a little bit. So it says under... It says, soft and stinky patty of poo, serving up the zookeeper's finest. That's elephant crap. Gorilla poop is, now we're getting really gross. And the combo pack is all three in one big nasty mess.
Ew.
Yeah.
The mega pack.
You've been pooped on? Want to know by whom? Over. What does that mean?
They don't. You don't really, you don't get this kind of website that often anymore, like this and then the glitter one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I that
wait, top 10 reasons. There's a list here. We got to read it. Top 10 reasons to send someone poop.
Oh, okay.
Number 1, for your ex. Number 2, neighbor's pet crapping on your lawn.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gorilla.
For your
yeah.
mean boss.
I know.
Number
I hate
4,
my neighbor's elephant.
For a salesperson or mechanic that ripped you off. 5, a last minute gift for someone who has everything. A gag gift.
That's true.
Gift.
I guess this is the perfect gift for somebody who has it all.
For that rich, gloating yep. friend, knock them down a peg. Yeah, that's a good point. If you sent this to Scrooge, right? Ebenezer
yeah.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
He'd open it
he
and
definitely.
Go, well, oh, God, I've seen the error of my ways.
Yeah.
This I don't even think it would be an error of your ways thing. I think if you sell this right, like, it's like,
well,
if the person who, okay, so imagine this. Scrooge is the person in this example
yeah.
where he has it all.
He and
so yeah, he doesn't have animal poop.
Yeah, I think Scrooge is so damn greedy. He's opening the package. He's like, oh, I hope this is a gold coin. I'm going to put it in my room of gold coins. And then he sees it and he's like, oh, it's gorilla poop. I'll just put this in my room of poops.
Mm-hmm. My poop collection. But you'd have to get the combo pack.
Well, he's so greedy, he just wants it all.
You would specifically have to get the combo pack because it's like, oh,
stupid.
I have all of these poops in individual jars.
He wants the box set.
I think you guys are missing the point.
Here's all of the poops mashed together.
Scrooge would want poop. Is all we're saying.
No, Scrooge would open it and he'd say,
"Okay,
oh
okay,
my,
then at least we
oh,
can agree
oh
that at least
stars.
Okay,
oh my stars, least, I've been rude.
Maybe we can agree that and the beginning of the story, he wouldn't want the poop, but after he's been changed by the ghost, he might want it because he's realized he doesn't like gold or nice things anymore.
He'll say, I'll take this poop so nobody else has to have it.
Yeah,
he's not a trash
well,
can.
Well, I guess
he's nice though. He learns about Tiny Tim's.
I guess Scrooge. They don't talk about the epilogue Scrooge at all, where it's like, yeah,
I think
he just dies.
He's
a completely
old.
Nice guy after, and he takes everyone's shit. You imagine how easy it would be to walk all over Scrooge after Christmas Day?
Yeah. Mm. I would be abusing that.
Oh, I'd beat
I'd
the
be abusing
I'd,
that old man.
Dude,
I'd be going Stan Lee on his ass.
I'd be making him, like give me, like, doubloons and shit. I don't know
I'd make
shillings.
Him give me doubloons.
Yeah. I'd make him give me a computer so I can play doubloons game on Addicting Games.
You get Scrooge.com. You get Scrooge after he sees all those ghosts, right? You just ask him like every single day, like, can I have $5? Put that into savings. Your Scrooge account. $5 every day, that's gonna compound.
I just paint my ass blue and fucking ask for his whole house.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm the ghost of your fucking
you think
house.
Ghosts are blue?
Huh?
I'm the blue ghost.
The ghosts are blue in the fucking movie.
The ghost of blueness.
Yeah.
The ghost of blueness present.
Ghosts are blue.
Yeah.
Ghosts are blue.
Okay. I would be like, I would disguise myself as the ghost of Tiny Tim, and I'd be like, ooh, I died because you turned nice, and I make him turn back.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
And ruin it. And then the three ghosts would get pissed off and have to come back.
I guess there would have to be a ghost that would say, the ghost of keeping a level head.
Yeah.
I'm the ghost of keeping it real.
I would be so pissed off if I was Scrooge and I got through
nowadays.
I got through the three Christmas ghosts and I was like, thank God, I'm nice now, everything's fine, and then I hear a knock on my door and it's the ghost of New Year passed.
Yep.
It's like seriously? There's gonna be three more of these.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and the ghost of Valentine's
you
Day.
You need
after
to throw
that.
A rocking party, Mr. Scrooge.
Okay.
All right.
The ghost of New Year's future would be like, it's going to be the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's all he would
say. And the
say.
Glasses will go like this. Oh.
We will have the best glasses.
Miley Cyrus will have her beach party on New Year's Eve. And there will be years where the glasses don't make very much sense because they have ones in them.
Keenan Thompson.
Gonna be scary. I'm the ghost of the Super Bowl future.
It's the ghost of Don Pardo.
That's epilogue Scrooge. Is every single day there's
true.
A new set of ghosts.
Yeah,
that are I'm the ghost of January 8th past. What happens on January 8th? It's 2 days after January 6th.
Country needs to heal.
He's gonna be the thing is, but it's all every single like day he's gonna be like. Oh, it always has to start with him being like, I fucking hate 4th of July. And he's like, I fucking hate 4th of July. This sucks. And then anytime he doesn't like a holiday, bam, three ghosts pop out of the cut.
Yeah.
They say, I'm the ghost of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Future!
wouldn't it just be Martin Luther King, though?
Well,
the ghost of MLK
there's gotta be three.
The Christmas ghosts aren't just Santa.
That's true. Yeah, but the Christmas ghosts are just...
The Knicks are going to play the Raptors today in an overtime thriller. Ooh.
I'm the ghost of your birthday past. He's like, I already like my birthday. You don't need to... I'll tell the other two guys not to come.
The other two guys are coming with your present.
But I still have a 4-hour shift, so I have to stay.
The ghost of your birthday future is like, next year you're going to get a gift card. You're just like, well, I don't want to know that.
And socks. Ooh.
That would suck if the ghost of Birthday Future is just telling you, like, next year your friends are going to be too busy.
That would be scary.
You're going to have to plan to have it on the weekend instead.
Damn.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. When you don't get to have it on your actual birthday, and you actually have to fucking have it on the Saturday or the Sunday, the
you
Lord's Day.
You just killed the vibe.
Yeah. You killed the
well,
fucking
guess
vibe.
Well, guess who this happened to
who?
Last year?
Motherfucking you?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody you know has a job. Why do you need
you guys
that?
Weren't in town.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
No one was in town.
Yep.
And then I tried to...
I missed your birthday 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then I tried
and I'm gonna
to...
miss it again.
We tried to go to a bar... And then we went into the building, and the whole I was like, "Oh yeah, it'll be nice. There's like a little back like patio. We can all go hang out there." Whole back patio, whole bar shut down. Wedding reception.
Just go to whatever bar.
I did, but I was like, "Ah shit!" I told all these people to fucking go here.
Yeah,
that's I had to
tough.
Text everybody individually and just say like,
"You strike me as the type that would have a lit ass birthday party."
Facts.
With fucking drugs mm-hmm. and sex.
I'm gonna have a
rock
a crazy birthday. At Dave and Buster's.
I would go to Dave and Buster's. Yeah. I haven't been in a long time.
I do want to go to Dave and Buster's. I do want to do something for my birthday this year because I am losing my health insurance.
Yeah, you should start planning
what?
Now.
I want to do
losing
a stunt's birthday because I'm losing my health insurance.
But that's the
worst
day, possible
no,
day to do it because that's the
2 days before. Oh. I'm having my birthday 2 days before.
And you're finna get hurt.
Uh-huh. But July 21st, I'm gonna be jumping off
how
a
does
ramps.
That work? If you lose your health insurance halfway through a hospital stay, like if you break your neck and it
no,
takes
no,
a
no.
month
two
to recover.
Days before.
Yeah, I know, but if
okay,
you
3 days before.
But if you go into the hospital and you break your neck
no,
and then you lose your health insurance on the fourth day, they're gonna pull the plug on you.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna break all my bones, dumbass.
Wait, can you do that to get over the health? Because they have to probably cover you for your stay if you go in before you lose your insurance.
Yeah.
So could you do like Tom Hanks, The Terminal, and just spend the rest of your life in the hospital because you've been like admitted once and then you have insurance mm-hmm. forever?
Maybe. There's a grandfather clause for insurance.
Yeah. There That's is a good grandfather idea. Clause. And he's old.
Yeah. He's old as hell.
Mm-hmm. And he lives in the South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
You think he does Christmas stuff? No, he just does. He just gives people like pretty shitty deductibles.
He just tells people they're at the wrong pole when they pull up.
Mm-hmm.
When they wrong pole
up.
When they pull up.
Yeah.
At the South Pole.
At the pole.
Why is the South Pole so uninteresting to me?
What are you talking about? They have all these cool jeans and sweatshirts.
Is this which one's on land and which one's in water? Is the North Pole in the water
North
and the
Pole
South Pole's
on
land?
Do I look like a genius?
North Pole is on land because where would Santa's workshop be?
No, I think the South Pole.
I think that, well, I just distinctly remember, you know, I think the North Pole's in the water because I remember being a kid and looking
right.
at a globe and being like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Where is it?
No.
No, I think the South Pole is...
There has to be an island. Because
Antarctica's ginormous. You can even see it from the back.
Picture of the North
oh,
Pole.
There it is.
Holy crap. Yeah, it doesn't look all that much like there's land there.
Huh.
The Arctic
Then where
circle.
The fuck is Santa?
He has an underwater base,
oh
like in a movie.
Santa is an Atlantean. Santalantian.
Santalantian.
This
Holy
Wait,
cow.
The North Pole looks like fucking shit.
Yeah.
This
looks
is
like
the North
a fucking
Pole, bro?
Blue water.
This is Santa Claus's whole hood?
I guess.
That looks terrible, man.
Yeah, it looks boring.
Yeah.
At least.
They don't even show fucking Google Maps.
They don't even show boobs on
Google
Maps.
Google Maps is fucking up, not even putting like a little tiny, like, you know, just a little blip that you can click on, and then it's a 3D, like, oh my God, that is a perfect idea.
Yeah,
you click on the North Pole, click on Street View, and then you can just see Santa's workshop.
I bet that they should do that.
I think they probably
do that for the Christmas season.
Yeah, that would be a good thing for the Christmas season. They should do that for all the holidays.
Yeah, like 4th of July town.
Yeah, 4th of July town at the North Pole.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It should just all be at the North Pole.
Bastille Dayville.
Yeah.
What's the point of it, Bastille Day?
French independence.
I wish that never happened.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I wish that the French would be in...
I wish they were dependent on me.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish I was their king.
Because
I
would let
them
all starve.
They all wear them damn over there.
I think I've been thinking recently that actually France would probably be of all cultures in the world the one I would fit in with the most.
Yeah,
tiny
really?
Mustache. I'm very rude. Fuck you.
Yeah,
and I like to smoke cigarettes.
That's
and
true.
Drink all day.
I think all you need to do is just wear like the most heinous like track jacket in the world.
Fuck you.
I think I'd probably fit in with the high elves. because I'm proper.
I would do so well.
You would
well.
Not fit in Giles. You'd be way too short.
Yeah. I'm elegant.
I'm already, I could just go to Canada and I feel like I'd fit in.
You think you'd fit in Canada?
Yeah. Someone told me that I'm a quintessential Montreal guy.
What?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Michael.
Who, Michael?
Hirsch.
Michael Hirsch. Fuck him. Fucking idiot.
Quintessential.
He lived
Montreal
there. I don't know.
Guy.
I trust him.
I don't trust him.
I would fit him. In space.
He wears rings. I don't trust a guy who wears rings.
He's behind a paywall. He's not going to see this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I like Michael. Even though he wears rings all day. Would you guys ever wear rings if you weren't married?
I have one that I bought as a joke.
Yep.
I'd wear a neck ring.
That is a necklace.
And then it didn't even
no.
fit. It's a Harley Davidson ring that has a big skull on it.
It would look
sick.
Exactly like a normal ring, but around my neck. It would have a gemstone like this. Just sized up.
Would it be unlocked? Would you unlock it?
Unlocked.
Like I would wear a ring if a it collar? Gave me powers.
I'd put it on my head as a baby.
I don't think you're wearing a ring that's not wedding related without it giving you some power.
I guess I would wear a Green Lantern ring, probably.
What about a clotta ring?
A what?
What's that?
A clotta ring?
A culotta
ring. The two hands next to the heart. It's like a thing that Irish guys wear.
I don't know that.
I don't know it either.
I hate
Ireland. My dad wears one.
I would, honestly, if I could wipe one single country off the map, I wouldn't even choose Evil Stan or fucking North Korea. I would choose Ireland.
No, you wouldn't.
I would go like, if I had a power ring, I'd go like,
yeah, then the entire Irish diaspora, I would just obliterate with a single fucking snap. I hate Irish people.
Do you know what I was laughing about?
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Kind of
I
a really TV don't. Reference here. You guys watch Better Call Saul, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching
Wait,
through.
Is it six
I've
season?
Been watching. Nope.
Okay.
I've been
I haven't
watching.
Seen it yet.
Me neither. Okay. I've been watching through Better Call Saul, and you know Chuck, how he's scared of electricity.
Oh yeah.
I was laughing so hard. I would love to be in his world in that show, and I'd love to be in Chuck's house and have a little ray gun. And I'm just going. I'm chasing him around in circles in his house.
That would be fun.
I was laughing so hard.
Like the laser tag.
Like the one thing.
Chase him like.
I was imagining
Doug.
Just like a 50s ray gun that has like a visible like lightning bolt that
like
comes out of it.
Jagged
like,
green.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a little Vandegraaff graph generator on it.
Stop it! You're murdering me.
That's a really good Michael McKee.
That would be good. I think he's got a point in that show.
What?
That electricity probably does kill you.
Well, you fucking
Don't. I know the spoiler about it, but don't say it anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say it though.
But
I still haven't seen the sixth season because it's
I watched a YouTube video the other day. I watched a YouTube video the other day. This guy sleeps on duct tape because he has a wire that runs all the way from his house into the ground, and he sleeps on duct tape every night, so he keeps himself grounded.
Wow.
And I was like, man, I should get some duct tape and do
Dude,
that.
Dude, I wish I had like some because the thing that's missing from my life is like conviction, you know. Like something like it's like
you should be convicted.
That's I knew as soon as I said that. As soon as I said that, I knew. No, but like the thing that's it's like something that I guess like discipline is the word I'm looking for.
You need to be disciplined in prison. Sent to a work camp.
No, I
so
know what
like
you mean.
like
you feel like you just do. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Like the reason why people like Andrew Tate or like Jordan Peterson is because it's the first time a lot of people have ever heard that you can't just like eat candy all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need one
it's
of these
willpower.
Guys.
It's just it's just so hard because like all the guys who tell you to do that stuff, you see them and they're like the biggest dorks in the world. Like why would I listen to a dork?
Yeah,
dude. Are you kidding me? I could bully the shit out of Jordan Peterson. He could
I mean this. He would destroy
dude,
you.
Dude, he could try to mentally your wit is dim. Your wit is completely dim.
You sound like the pedophile neighbor in Family Guy, not like Jordan Peterson.
What are you talking about?
You would get destroyed in a debate by Jordan Peterson.
I don't know. It's not a debate.
In a
it's not a debate. It's a wedgie competition.
His steely eyes.
Are you doing the thing where
you
see where somebody sees someone they don't like online? They say I would give you a swirly. Is
no.
that what you're doing right now?
That guy eats 64 ounces of prime rib every fucking day. He would dominate you.
Yeah,
he would dominate you.
I don't know. I don't think.
The
I don't think
of
I would listen. I think I could
blood.
Just say "shut up, nerd" to anything that he says.
No. He would talk over you.
Andrew Tate, though, that's a different story.
That guy.
That's Mr. Plenty.
That guy would
check the leather on the Bentley.
Legs. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a different route you got to take with that guy.
Yeah, what do you got to do with him? How do you take down? How would you take down?
I think
Andrew
that guy
would probably Google where his pizza came from and then snitch on him to the FBI.
That
yeah,
would be
he's
fucking
already been
awesome.
Taken down.
Yeah,
that would be fucking awesome.
You see, the only he's like, I have visitation rights for five people. I'm giving
please
tell four, me
they're bad bitches.
Four to my family and friends, and the fifth one is Aiden Ross.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so awesome, bro.
That's so funny. He just
God
has
bless
like a
that
little,
kid.
He has like a little fucking, like a little brother that he,
yeah.
like.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah.
So how?
I don't know much about Aiden Ross.
How are you going to stop eating candy all day? Who's
oh,
your,
I've already
who's
stopped.
Your mentor?
I've already, I think this is a wake-up call in itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah. The tooth.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need a medical emergency.
No, I literally, that's like. The only way to like stop me from like smoking and stuff too uh-huh. is like if I fully just like yeah you have a little bit of cancer.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, that always gets me to stop smoking is when I like
I've been doing what's it called? I've been drinking like only sugar free stuff. I've stopped like soda.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Soda.
Is this the year
unless
you're gonna...
well it's soda it's sugar free soda.
Is this
oh.
is this the year you get it all yeah, together?
It's not completely different. I don't know. Oh, my God. Wait. There's going to be something crazy that's
oh,
about to
whoa.
Pop up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
GBO just did something fucking incredible uh-huh. on the video. Is this? Can people see this,
this
now?
I don't know how it's taken us this long to figure out we can do this.
Wow, dude. I want.
That is crazy.
Oh. We got a little Andrew Tate
We have
Tate
a little
dancing
right Andrew
here.
Tate right here. Don't wow. tickle him, man. He's
going to grab his ankle.
He's
knock
a badass.
Him over.
He'll
this is what they're
ass,
making
man.
Him do in prison right now.
Yep. He's at Guantanamo Bay, and they're fucking making him dance his little heart out.
Yeah. That would be the ultimate punishment for an alpha like him, is being forced to do
maybe
ballet.
Theater.
Yeah.
yeah.
Dude, that fucking
yeah,
rap
he would look
song,
so bad in a ballet outfit.
That
yeah.
rap song he made is so fucking funny.
I never heard it.
Me neither.
Oh, dude.
What did he say in
it? He's got a bar in it where he's like, they call me Mr. Plenty. check the leather on the Bentley.
That's a good line.
Call me Mr. Plenty. Mr. Plenty.
That's interior crocodile alligator.
No, dude. Mr. Plenty is like, he wears a top hat and a monocle, and he goes around the town giving kids candy.
Yeah,
that's Mr. Plenty.
He's a gentleman with a British accent. What the fuck are you talking about?
Mr. Plenty? You
think
what
Mr. are you on about?
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Plenty.
I don't.
He's driving around the
chitty
chitty bang
bang
car.
I don't like Andrew Tate because I think he's a fop.
Yeah.
He's
he
a little
a
bit of a dandy.
Oh, he is
he's
fucking
a little bit of
dandy.
A dandy.
Yeah. yeah. Look
and,
at this.
And the thing is, I didn't
you
know
think,
this.
You think an alpha can do this?
He's
that
small.
Is, those are moves of a dandy.
He's small AF. That's the other thing I don't like too much.
Yeah. He's tiny.
Tiny
and I don't like
fop.
That he's right here. He's
yeah.
so annoying.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's here, wait, can I flick
yeah,
him away?
We both had the same idea at the same time.
Yeah, there he goes.
Get out of here,
that
Andrew
was
Tate.
Awesome. That was so funny.
That was cool.
Oh, my. But yeah, maybe now that he's gone and old JBP's in fucking meat jail or whatever, maybe I will.
Bellhop Riz mindset.
Bellhop
yeah.
Riz taking
mindset,
over. Mindset,
dude,
yeah.
I think that's
well,
the
we need
next
to sell
thing.
Bellhop Riz Academy
yeah.
to get the people
uh-huh.
to start making the YouTube
class.
Videos.
So it's like,
yeah.
what is it? He's not getting, no, Jordan Peterson isn't considered the lobster. That's David Foster Wallace. What does Jordan Peterson say about lobsters?
He says that lobsters are a good example
what's
of
like.
What's
like the title of like the thing? Because. I'm trying to fit bellhop into it.
12 rules for life.
Okay. Well,
bell rules for hops.
Yeah, shit. Thank uh-huh. fucking God you were there. This
yeah,
would have taken
me
all day to figure out.
The bellhoposphere.
Yes.
Oh,
the bellhoposphere
my God.
Is going to be coming in strong.
You're just going to be thinking
dozens,
about this for a long time.
Dozens of bellhop YouTubers. I'm so sick of these bellhop YouTubers yeah. that keep coming up on my
the,
record.
Just slow motion videos of bellhops. Like yeah. boom, boom, boom.
It's important.
Was it the bell,
you
the bell
always,
pipeline?
You like always want to push the cart. You never want to pull it into the elevator. Push it and then pull
that's
it
right.
out.
That's
push
right.
it in, pull it out.
One of the most
that's
famous,
the one thing I always do.
One of the most famous bellhops in the world, Sisyphus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was constantly mm-hmm.
pushing
a cart.
The bellhops at the fucking Tower of Terror. Those are fakes.
Yep.
They're actors. You don't look up to them.
It's true.
They're fucking frauds.
They're not real. Mm-hmm.
You stay away.
They're bellhop for pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't be a bellhop because you want money. You don't do a bellhop thing for tips. No. You do it because you need to move things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to move
from
things
point A
in and out of your
B.
life.
You're gonna be moving
soda.
You're gonna be moving bags from point A to point B, but you're gonna be moving from point beta to point alpha.
Shit.
Fuck, dude. I think this is the next thing. I think bellhop movement.
The bellhoposphere.
Bellhoposphere.
2023.
Uh-huh. I don't think that it's going to be the next thing.
Shut up.
I think auto-tune rap music is going to be the next
thing. No, that already had its day.
That's already in the heyday.
What?
That already.
It's sundowning.
Have you
honestly
heard of T-Pain?
Yeah.
No.
That is a sundowning industry.
Wait, that Twitch streamer?
What the hell?
That's right. That's what I think he is.
Fuck.
But yeah, rap music, maybe where they're like, blah, 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 blah. I think that'll be real.
Yeah.
Alcohol, that type of stuff.
We should get you in a studio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You mean it?
I do mean that. You know who's in that music video? Katherine Heigl.
We already talked about this.
That's one of my favorite rap facts.
We're repeating shit from 1 week ago.
That's one of my favorite rap facts is that she's in that music video.
She was already at the height of her, like, she was in 27 dresses.
It ruined her career.
No, it didn't.
Yeah,
it did. Her behavior ruined her career.
Is that true?
Is what I read, yeah. I read that she was a... an actorzilla, or what's the diva?
Actorzilla?
Actorzilla.
There was a movie shooting near my house recently.
Yeah.
And I felt so cool, man. I walked by the trailers.
Katie
Hyde's
there?
There's a bunch of people sitting there like, oh, look. And I walked by and I didn't even care.
Yeah.
Damn.
I love doing that, not caring. Like, you know when you fly into New York City and there's people are like looking out of the window to look at the city and you're like, I don't care. I've seen it a million times before.
Yeah.
And you feel so badass.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
I
one
know exactly
time
what you
I love
mean.
That.
I saw a big trailer in front of a bodega one time, and it was clearly a movie trailer, but it had the Wu-Tang logo on it.
Oh,
so,
probably for the Wu-Tang show that they made.
It's either that or
Peter Jackson's
it's
Wu-Tang
either that
show.
Or is there is
a
new
they
karate
did make a
movie
Wu-Tang
coming
show.
Out.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't
Hulu.
Either, but I know that they made it.
On Hulu.
Hulu?
Yeah. They got a white guy to play Old Dirty Bastard.
Really? That's awesome.
No, but imagine that. It's like Taron Egerton.
That'd be cool, man. Rhys Darby.
Hi, it's me. Yeah, I'm the Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Yeah, he was always saying shit like that.
Yeah,
Matt Berry.
They should get. They should get.
playing Old Dirty Bastard.
Uh-oh.
They should get. They should get. What's his name?
What?
The guy from Top Gun Maverick. The bad.
Well, I'll fucking stick your tie your nuts to a bedpost.
The guy with the little smile from Top Gun Maverick. Do you know what I'm
Miles
talking
Teller?
About? No, the evil guy from Top Gun
Wizard
Maverick.
Or Alice in Wonderland.
Bruh. Yeah. I don't remember his name.
James Corden.
Asia Smoker.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The Alice in Wonderland cat?
No.
Asia Smoker.
Is that his name?
No,
Asia Smoker?
He smokes.
Cheshire
he's
cat?
A smoker.
Doesn't
he smokes.
Doesn't the cat
to me,
smoke?
To a punk like
I'm saying
me,
in real
Cheshire
life.
Cat is just a Blink-182 album.
Fucking shit, man. Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And Buddha?
That's also just a Blink-182 album.
And
or that green shit that I smoke.
You call that Buddha?
Mm-hmm.
I call it Dookie.
Buddha lovers.
Trying to learn to smoke the Buddha. I'm so glad.
You know that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know that song.
Know that song?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know it?
My dad's a big Bone Thugs fan.
Yeah?
He likes that one song that they made with Akon. Yeah, I tried so hard. Can't
I don't know
see
that
me
one.
Get away from me. Hey, my dad thinks that is one of the most powerful songs ever written. Up there with...
I was going to ask.
Margaritaville.
Does your dad think that that's Ja Rule, but that's your mom?
No, my mom thinks everybody
You know what
Ja
I
Rule.
Think is the most powerful song ever written?
My dad's favorite song is... My dad loves Akon.
Yeah.
I think the most powerful song ever played was in the one in Back to the Future, where he flies backwards.
That is
for
really.
Yeah.
That one note.
Second place, the one from Mad Max Fury Road, where the guy's jumping around on the car.
Third most powerful song... POD by Tenacious D.
Yep. My dad had the other day I was with my dad at Christmas, I mean, and a T.I. song came on and he started singing along to it and I was like, "What
Which
the
one?
Hell? You can have whatever you like."
I figured.
And I was like, "What the hell is up with my dad, dude? He's some fucking rapper now."
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't saying the N-word when it came up and I was pretty impressed. I honestly was like,
good move, Dad.
All right, Dad.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever heard him say it, but I guess I'd never heard him sing along to a rap song. And
yeah,
I was like,
there's a certain.
As soon as he started singing along, I was like, I'm in big trouble. Yeah. I'm in big fucking trouble.
Did he conspicuously not say it? Did he look at you or do raise his eyebrows or anything?
And he just went fully blank, dude. He did the radio edit.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He didn't even like say it backwards.
Did he
or
say
anything.
Shit or ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this ish. Yeah. But he didn't do that.
Yeah.
He just fucking said nothing. He gave it a quick pause. That was his time to take a breath. Yeah. You know, he's an old man, so it takes him.
Yeah, it's hard to sing as an old man.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the radio editor of Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Always used to be on the radio, and when they said, what's fucked up, it always sounded like, say, what's nuffed up?
What's up?
It was always goes, what's nuffed up? And it always made me laugh.
What was that one Fall Out Boy song where he said, this ain't a scene, it's a...
ain't a scene, this a...
A goddamn arms race. Yeah. And my mom one time got mad at me because I didn't know that he was saying goddamn in the song.
Yeah.
You know what else is a funny one?
I literally thought he was like, da-da-da.
another so funny radio edit was don't trust a.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
trust a.
Don't
I like bad, bad. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I like bad, bad. That's my that's my problem.
Yeah, that was yeah. really, that's that really one good. Of the all-time.
And yeah, like to, that's my problem. Yeah. Just don't even make the song.
Right, repeating man. The word that came before is the funniest way to
it's,
do it.
Yeah. It's I would so much rather
dude, the
have
best one,
David
I mean,
Guetta, Bebe Rexha. I'm going to have the best freaking night of my life. That is better.
The best one is obviously the Bedrock one. I've said it before, but the one where Nicki Minaj says boingus. Let me put this boingus on your sideburns.
Wait, I don't know that one.
Yeah, I've definitely talked
about it. I think it's
it.
Time to put this boingus on your sideburns.
Yeah.
He say I'm bad.
The radio edit of Bedrock.
Boingus?
Yeah. There's
you have to be mishearing that.
No,
boingus, man.
I totally.
I think it's time to take this, put this boingus on your sideburn.
We can't look it up because we've looked this up
no,
on the podcast
I,
before.
No, boinga?
We just looked up boingus.
Wait, this is what this is what she's putting about. On your sideburns, man. This is boingus from Backyardigans.
Whoa.
Oh shit, he's green. He's
the green got green screen.
He's green,
out.
So he's transparent. I think it's time to put this boingus on your sideburns.
Boingus.
There he is.
That's a boingus.
I hope this is the clean version. The one thing I'm still mad about this to this day, and I've brought this up a million times, but there was a kid I got into an argument with because he was trying to tell me. He was trying to tell me that the song Beep by the Pussycat Dolls, he's like, yeah, you know, it doesn't actually swear. They just say beep instead. It's actually a pretty good song for that reason. And I was like, well, no, like I didn't know what the word euphemism was. And I kept trying to explain to him, like, no, like it's like that's the joke. And he just kept going, no, it's like a clean song. It's like, no, it's actually way dirtier because they're making you think of the words.
Oh. Whoa. Reminds me of a certain Louis C.K. bit.
Is this it? Here it is.
You got to get to the Nicki part,
yeah.
man. And she knows she bad. Grocery bag.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah, she says, put this boingus on your
sideburns. Now that I've heard it, it's, she says, on this.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's time to put this on this.
All right.
But
way to fucking,
on your...
way to just destroy the best part of the
but
song.
But she says, this on, yeah. and so they just took that.
This on your side.
It's
but it's boingus.
No.
But it does sound
it's
like boingus.
She fucking said boingus.
Would you do Nicki Minaj's boingus? imagine after a show,
bro,
she picks you
boingus.
Out of the crowd. She picks you out of the crowd and she says,
her boingus on my sideburns.
You want to see my fucking boingus?
also,
well, the thing
why
is
it going on the sideburns?
I don't want to see her boingus because it's probably been ravaged by plastic surgery.
True. Well, that's why, first of all, she doesn't have a pussy. She has a boingus. It's about halfway down.
Also, yeah, her boingus is big enough that it goes on both your sideburns
wait,
at the same time.
Yeah. Wait, a boingus is not a boingus is a cock.
Uh-huh.
A boingus has to be
no,
a
that's
cock.
A boingus right there.
A boingus is not a fucking vagina. There's no world where you would call a vagina a boingus. She has a penis, dude. She has to. That's what
boingus.
She said. She's saying that you could. She could put her boingus on your sideburns.
But even then, just like putting a boingus on the sideburns is like, that thing's got to be ginormous.
Maybe she's got a big one.
A big boingus.
A big boingus, yeah.
I mean, yeah, she probably does.
I got lost in the boingus.
Got lost in the boingus, so I swam to the
I swam to her butt.
Swam to her flip.
Drowned in the boingus, so I swam to her flip. To her rear.
Her tub.
I would like to get down on Nicki Minaj, and it's all just it's all bop it stuff. It's like swirly pigtails that you pull and fucking flashing red lights that you have to slam.
And then there's one part where all the lights in the room flash and goes, uh-oh, boingus time.
Boingus. Get as many bonus coins as possible.
Boingus coins.
Get as many boingus coins as you can in 1 minute.
Three, two, one. It's boingus.
It's boingus.
You're gonna pull.
There should be more mini games in women's bodies.
Yeah.
I honestly think that it would make stuff a lot more fun. I'd be able to pay attention more.
Yeah.
If there was a boingus that was flashing at me and I had to get as many coins as possible,
catch the boingus.
Yeah, that's right.
The boingus is running around the room.
Yeah. The boingus pops
out. I have a boingus net.
Brick
dude,
boingus.
Oh, imagine that. You're about to go down on Nicki Minaj, and then the boingus pops out of her, starts running around your house.
The boingus fell out.
Starts running around like that motherfucking funny-ass video of the Shrek doing the dog run.
Yeah.
And you have to chase it around and catch him and put
it
him
looks
back.
Like the, it looks like the...
And Nicki Minaj is looking at you. She's like, catch the boingus!
It looks like the worm
you need
aliens
to catch my boingus
from Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's running around,
and it's
just
doing,
jumping around, doing mischief.
Boinging.
Like thing one, thing two.
Yeah, it's it's throwing flour across the room.
Yeah.
It's going in your cabinets, and it's...
Catch him where he multiplies, and then he splits
banging
in half.
Pots and pans. Yeah. He jumps in water, and like a gremlin, like a mogwai, he starts to multiply.
Yeah.
Then you got 100 boinguses.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do but take out a flamethrower. And that's going to hurt Nicki.
Yeah. Anytime.
But when you let it get to that point, the boinguses need to go.
And then she's
if one gets out of the room...
Yep.
That's world domination.
She's sitting there crying from phantom pain because you're killing
you're
all
burning my boingus!
Yeah.
My boingus.
This is
boingus.
A great idea for a movie.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj's boingus.
Nicki Minaj's boingus revenge.
Yeah.
It's called the boingus challenge.
Uh-huh. Dude, I need to see your boingus. All right, I'm going to go home and look up pictures of Nicki Minaj's boingus pretty soon.
Videos day Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Boingus.
All right, bye.
Boingus.
Make him as big as humanly possible.
Boingus.
Make Andrew Tate as big as... There we
go. Yeah.
Boingus. Oh, yeah.
Wait, watch this.
What the
to
hell?
Play us out.
Rude as fuck. Oh, wait. Hit him one. Get him one good hit.
Yeah, give me one hit.